We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Lishna Achrina, Amrila. So we had the Gemara before, and this Gemara will be very similar, just start from the opposite angle, that we have two ways of learning the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Hashutzim Shirotsu Lasash Vachitza Vachatza, Bainam Esekaisel, so we have two ways to learn. So this Gemara starts the other way. Lishna Achrina, Amrila, Savrua, they had different lashon of the Gemara. Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva thought, by mechitza plukta. Mechitza means to split. And it means, Ashutvim shirot las mechitza, Ashutvim that want to split. The chotzer, the halach is, you have to build a kaisa, point a kaisa b'emtza, because hezik riyash mehezik. That's the way they thought to learn. By mechitza plukta, the team mechsaida, the pasuk is mechsaida, which means they split the different things that they captured. So you see, mechsa means to split. The kiva the rotsu, once they wanted to split, by name is a kaisel bakarcha, and they have to build a kaisel no matter what, even though they both don't want it. Still, bakarcha, one can force the other one to build the kaisel, even though one of them does not want. Alma, hezik riyash mehezik. So that's the pasuk pshat right now, the Gemara thought in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, who says pshat in the Mishnah? And then it's a raya, hezik riyash mehezik. Ema, my mechitza guda. What does mechitza mean? Not that I want to split it. It means a fence, the tnan, or the tanya. Mechitza sakarem shenifritza. A mechitza sakarem that fell down between the vineyard and the tvua, which is a problem of kalayim. Now you have a mechitza, there's no kalayim, but here it fell down. Omer legadar, and he told him, put up a fence, and the nifritza again, omer legadar. Nisyayish shemena, if at any point he's misyayish, he gives up of putting up a fence, veloy gadra, hareze kidesh, it becomes asar al kalayim, v'chay v'achyusa, and the Baal HaKerem, whose vineyard is going into the tvua, is chayiv in the chrayis. On kaponim, he's chayiv in the chrayis. You see, what do you see in this brisa slash mishnah? You see the lashon of mechitza sakarem means a fence. So here also, maybe it means a shuchim shirot last mechitza, means to make a mechitza. And then it says, if you want to make a mechitza, then bainim b'emtza. A time with the rosh, why do you have to make a fence? Because you want, they both want it. Halloy Rosh, so they both did not agree. You see, Hezekriya, Loish Mehezek. So the Mara's Kash is, we thought Pshat is that if you want to split, you have to make a Kaisel and Hezekriya Mehezek. Mara's Kash is, maybe it means something else. Maybe it means if you want to make a Mechitza, so then you have to make a Wol B'Emtza. So Mara says, I don't like the Pshat that it means a Mechitza Mamish, because Yachi, why does it say Bainim Esa Kaisel? Say Bainim Oisa, Mabayalei. Just say, Hashutim Shirot Sulasis Mechitza, Bainim Oisa, Be'emtza. Why say Kaisel again? You said already Kaisel. So the Gemara goes back, and if you is any better, Elamai means Plukta, Yachi, Shirot Sulasis Mechitza, Shirot Sulachatis Mabayalei. Just say, you want to split? So Gemara says, no, people talk like that. Kedam Inchi, Tar Navid Plukta. People talk like that. Let's make a split. Let's make a split. Not let us split. Let us make a split. Say also, last mechitza means let us make a split, and then you could touch like that. So, Frey Demar Akasha now, okay, so you established that you could touch mechitza that way. It means, Shutim Shirotu, last mechitza, Shutim that want to make to split the property, Bainim, it's a kaisel, they have to make a kaisel. Why? Because Hezek Riyash Mehezek. So, Frey Demar Akasha, Vi Hezek Riyash Mehezek, my ear you rotsu, I feel loy rotsu nami, if Hezek Riyash Mehezek, Vos Epis, Rotsu, even not Rotsu, you'll have to force the other guy to split. He's saying, you want to split. You always can force you to split. So the Gemara of Asim Rav Yechonam, Shesenu, Kesha'im Ba'adin Chaluka. It was too small. The whole halacha, when you're allowed to force the other guy to split with you, two partners are together, they have a property together, and they say, no, I want to split. The halacha is, if it's enough, there's four amas for each, then I can force my partner to split up. Masha Enkein, if it's less than 4 amas for each, I cannot force my partner to split up. And the Ratzu is going on that. So I'm going to ask you, Yechem, Mishu Sinek Sheim Ba'din Chalukah, Vahu De Ratzu. Only if you want to split up, could you split up. Frey Tei Gemara says, my Kamash Volon. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah saying such a case of Ratzu? Just say that you have Shutvim, you have neighbors, they have to put up a wall. Why do you have to say the case was? There was Shutvim, they wanted to split. So just say, two neighbors have to make a wall. So my Kamash Volon. What were we teaching us by saying Ratzu? Techiles by Din Chaluka, Ki Ratzu Pligi? Are you trying to tell me a Chiddush that when there's no Din Chaluka and they both agreed, then the halacha is you're allowed to force something out of split if you agreed? And what would be the Chiddush of that? So that, I think the Maramban says, and the Maram says this also, not only the Ramban, but the Maram says it as well, that The chiddush is that once they gave the word, you can't back out. You can't say, "Oh, I changed my mind." You can't change your mind anymore. So, No, that's not the point here. It says in the Mishnah that two people that want to split up, they have to make a kaisel. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You have to make a kaisel. Now, your kaisel, because it has a griya, make a kaisel. That's a minigamakri. That's not the question. The question is like this. Just say two neighbors have to make a kaisel. So, what was the chiddush of Ratz? So, what the chiddush of Ratz was that even though Imba in the Chalukah, when they want, they can split. And why is that a chiddush? Of course, they want it. And they can't change their mind. That's a chiddush. And Mar's kash is, that's the Mishnah later on that says they can't change their mind. Tanina, Amos is not changing Shneim Reitzim. Avas Man to Shneim Reitzim, but Philippachas b'kan Chalkim. If they both want, Philippachas b'kan Chalkim. And it's not getting involved in Mesipas now, that's not the point. The point is that a Philippachas b'kan Chalkim has a Chiddush, and it's a Mishnah later on. It's the first Mishnah later on that this on Daf Yud Aleph, that they both want the Chalkim. And again, the Chiddush is they can't start changing your mind. So why? What's the chiddush of our mishnah that they both wanted to split? Just say that if you have neighbors, they have to put up a wall. So the Gemara, I'm gonna tell you why. The next mishnah is like you're answering. If it just said that, didn't say anything about kaisel there. Just said you have to split. Kamashon hacha kaisel. So here you're right. That's what really Mordechai is answering. He's saying is that over here you're right. The beginning part of it is not so much the chiddush. Chiddush is the kaisel part that was saying. That here, and it's also extra chiddush here that, you know, I agreed to you to split, and now you still making me a kaisel? Yeah, you still make a kaisel. It's a little bit more of a chiddush that was, which tomorrow we'll speak a little real clear later on in the parentheses, that Ein Bo Yidin Chaluka is a bigger chiddush that I could force to make a kaisel. Because it means like this, that here, I was a very nice guy, I agreed to split, even though we have less than dollar amas each. And I agreed to that. So you're making me a kaisel also? Yeah, the halacha is in our mishnah, yes, they make a kaisel. But Frank Dimar Akasha, okay, once we have this Mishnah, we need that Mishnah. The Mishnah is reading inside first. If you had Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, have a mina, have a pachas, we can't see this Varma. Kamashu Hacha Kaisel. But list the ha, say our Mishnah, but loyal list the hach, and don't say the next Mishnah. So, tomorrow you're right. And but there, the Mishnah in the Sefer has a chiddush. Sefer Srichle. The Kisve Kaidish, Apish Tame Rates, Melech Laiku. Kisve Kaidish, you need to both agree, you don't cut a Sefer Torah in half, or a Navi in half. Because the Genai, for this Kisve Kaidish to be cut in half, and therefore, if they both agree, it's not called Yesh B'din Chaluka. Kisve Kaidish is the same thing like a small property, Lahavdil, because it can't be split. But you would think Shneim Ratzu could be split. Kamash Lon, you're not supposed to split that because that's a Gnai. Lishta Achrina, not a Lashon. V'chi Ratzu, Mayhava La'adabai. What's the if they both wanted to split? Okay, so let them back out. Let them say change their mind. They made a kinyan, and tomorrow soon we'll talk about what exactly this kinyan is. Now tomorrow has a kasha again. Adishmeinon, there's a very similar question. That's why it's in parentheses. Very similar discussion. Adishmeinon mishein by din chaluka vuderatzu. Our mishnah teaches us the halacha of putting up a kaisel when by ein by din chaluka, and they wanted a split. So if you want a split, you make a kaisel. Lishminon, let the Mishnah talk about a case, but yes, b'din chalukah, it was more than 8 amas big. And yeah, anyway, you could force each other to split. V'af v'gav v'dloy ratzim, if you didn't want, you could force someone to split, and the chiddush of our Mishnah is that you make a kaisel. Zok to Gemara, I'll tell you why. Our Mishnah says it this way. Because yashvinah v'yes b'din chalukah, v'af v'gav v'dloy ratzim, if the case was that it's enough to force each other to split the property, and even if you don't want, and that's we have to make a kaisel. Havamino, I would think that by she'em by din chaluka, I feel a rotsu, even if they want to split, nami loy, you don't have to make a kaisel. Why not? Because again, like the svara I said before, that the guy says it's enough that I want to split. You make me make a kaisel also? Maybe not. Kamash v'lon, once you agree to split, you have to put up a kaisel. Right, the Gemara, mi matzis amr hachi, how can you say that's the chiddush? V'aktani seifa. So that mishnah is in the sefer. Why do you need the ratio for that? My lav a kaisel. Doesn't it mean that Yishleim writes v'achleiku with a kaisel? And did you know it from the second mishnah, from the third or fourth mishnah of the mishnah of Yud Aleph? Marloi a mesipis ba'alma. No, that would have could have been stam a mesipis ba'alma, some fence made out of slats. So afraid to Gemara, listening high, lo listening high. Just say the ratio, not the sefer. Lo listening high. Sefer is v'achleiku because the kaisel obviously Yishleim writes v'achleiku. Even though they both want loyach leiku. So the bottom line is that we feel one lashon, our mishnah is referring to mechitza means plukta, and a shutvim shirosu lasis mechitza means shutvim that agreed to split up, even though it was too small. But you forcibly put a kaisel up. And there's two chedushim really in this mishnah technically. First of all, that if they agreed to split, they have to split. Even though now the guy finds out about the kaisel, he says, no, I never wanted to split. No, too late. And number two is, you bind him as a kaisel because you hold hezek ria shmei hezek. So that's the two mahalchim, that's this mahalach in the mishnah. We had the other mahalach in the mishnah would be that it means if you want to make a kaisel, you have to build a ba'emtza. And l'chari be'ikah we paskin like the pshat that once you wanted to split, bind him as a kaisel about karkam because we paskin hezek ria shmei hezek like the second lashon of our gemara. So I think more of item. Maya kimto. What do we mislisim? How do we learn our mishnah that says rotsu? V'she'im bo'idin chalukah. It's not big enough to make chalukah. And then we said that v'shneim rotsu. The loch is by v'shneim rotsu. We make a chalukah, and then you have to make a kaisel. Ibrishim bo'idin chalukah. Ki rotsu mayhava. What's the big deal? They both said I want to do it. Now how do we learn? Let them change their mind. He comes to the kaisel. You know what? I'm changing my mind. I don't want to split. No, yeah, well, no, was it one of them? They both mask him, they could do whatever they want. They could come shut them again.
That's no,
what
maybe it's
a lot. If they both agree to put it back, they could, you know what? They'll split it. They'll split it. And they'll say, you know what? Let's be shut them again. They could do whatever they want. They both agree they could be shut them again, yeah. Omarav asked, here's one guy wants the back end. He said, well, I changed my mind. Once he found out, the coast, of course, $5,000. It's not about doing it. Omarav asked, Rechanon. Huh? Right, exactly. Yeah, they don't do it anymore, yeah. The reason why he can't back out is because he made a kinyan. Kinyan means a kinyan sudar. They took a sudar and one guy gave it to his friend and said, "Dad, I'm making a kinyan." They were splitting it. You can't make a kinyan on words. There's no such thing as kinyan on words. Like Rashi says, you can't just make a kinyan on words. So what kind of kinyan is this? And for the Gemara, it's a kinyan miyadam beruchos. They picked out sides. I'm taking the east, you're taking the west, and here's a suda for the west side. So since you made a kinyan on the karka, so then it works the kinyan. Rav Ashi Omar, that they made a chazaka on one of the sides. They each one made a chazaka. The Rosh says you don't have to make, one guy's enough. One guy, once one shutif makes a chazaka on one side, automatically the other side goes to the other fellow. And that's enough of a chazaka. I can ask me, so fear of Ashi, what's the case here? You agreed to split, and they actually made a chazaka on that side. So what's the chiddush? Like, it can't be chazer? Of course, if I buy something, and I make chazaka, it can't be chazer. What exactly is a chiddush? A pella. So Taisus asks the kasha, the different master of Ashi, Tema Lari, Mabar Rav Ashi Lahoysa, Vichy Ishuk Lashmin, the chazaka may elas by Kenyan? Saying, well, what's he trying to say? Like, more than, like, the Kenyan Suda maybe is a chiddush, like Kenyan Suda here. Well, what's Rav Ashi asking? He's made a chazaka? It's mamish pashut. So he answers that even though you didn't say lei chazek a kni, usually when someone wants to make something, you have to say go make a chazaka. Here, once you agreed to split, I could automatically go make a chazaka, and that's enough. Even without him telling me lei chazek a kni, and without a king and suit or anything, just by agreeing to split, I could run to the property, make a chazaka, and then it's done deal. You can't back out. You can't change your mind. So it's before here, you only can't change your mind with a kinyan about it. Either kinyan sudar or a kinyan chazaka. The Papula Charifta speaks out that this thing that we spoke out, that if one guy makes a kinyan, automatically the other side goes to the other fellow, is only by chazaka. But by kinyan sudar, not. Because it could be there, it's that when I let you have part of the west side, is because he gave me a sudar. It's not a raya that automatically the other side becomes mine. I and Shom, the arm of Chalikusim on this, but that's not for now. I and the Rosh with Pul Charifta. Talk to Maravaita. Malkum Shinagu Livnois. It says in the Mishnah that once you agree to make a split, you build a kaisel, be'emsa, and we're going with that pshat. Let's say, either pshat, the same thing. And the Malkum Shinagu Livnois Gvil, you build a gvil, gazas, krisim, there's a different type of materials of stones. And the Mishnah teaches us not only is there a minig medina on the material of stones, there's also a minig medina and how wide it has to be. So the halacha is that gvil is altogether 6 tefachim wide, each one gives 3. Gazes is altogether 5 tefachim wide, each gives 2.5. Now gvil and gazes, the Gemara says, is really the same exact material, just they're not so smooth. Gvil, avni le meshapya. Gvil is this type of stone but it's not smoothed out. That's why it's an extra tefach big. Gazes, avni meshapya. It is smoothed out. The Chassid says in the pasuk regarding the Beis Hamikdash, which was built from these Gozer stones. It says, "Kol Eila Avonim Yikarais Kemidais Gozes," and the pasuk says, "Megayrorois B'Magera Mebayis Mechutz." It was smoothed out, Mebayis Mechutz. So you see, Gozes is the same thing as Gvil, just smoothed out. Kvisim is Archi Levenim Livni, and Kvisim and Levenim are also very similar. The kvisim is archi, which is a half a levena, and you put cement in between. Which means a levena, the width is three tvachim. A riach is a half a levena. So you take a half a levena, it's 1.5, and another half a levena, it's 1.5, and in between you put cement. And that's where it lands up being altogether 4 tvachim wide. Kvisim, 4 tvachim wide. You know why? Because 1.5, 1.5 plus something in between. So kvisim is archi, which is a half a levena, and levenim are livni, a levenim itself. Only Rabba Braid Rav the Rav Ashi, my the Gavil, Avni Lemashapian Inu. How do you know that Gavil is the same thing as Gozes, just not smoothed out? That's what's a tefach bigger. That extra tefach is for the corners that are sticking out. Dilma, really, maybe this Gavil is a half a Gozes, similar like a Kvisim is a half a Levena. Maybe this Gavil is a half a Gozes. And I remember, Gozes is 5 tochim, so this is 2.5. So you put 2 2.5s on the side. Who v'hai tefach esera lebeni orviu, like we said by kvisim archi lebeni livni, v'hai tefach esera lebeni orvi. Maybe what this gvil is 2 stones of 2.5 because they're halves, and then in between is 1 tefach of cement. So 2.5 plus 2.5 is cement in the middle, altogether 6. Who said the 6 is because it's entire gvil with it's entire stone gaza stone with extra corners? Maybe it's a half a gazas with cement in between. How do you know kvisim is archi? Elo gemara gemirlo. You have a kabbalah like that. So gvil nami avi lemeshafti gemara gemirlo. You're right. It could have been like that, but we have a kabbalah. Gvil is gozes with rough edges, and kvisim is a half levena. That's what it is. Yikad amri, the exact same gemara, just opposite way. Yikad amri only have achabrei the avi l'rashi. M'may dahai kvisim archi dinu. How you know kvisim is a half a levena? And why is it altogether 4 tvachim wide? V'hai tefach yisera l'beni orvi, because it's 1.5 plus 1.5 with cement in the middle. Delmo, my kvisim avla m'shafya. Maybe kvisim is a levena, really, which a levena is 3 tvachim, and kvisim is a rough levena, which is 4 tvachim. V'hai tefach yisera l'murshu l'karnas, so it's for the corners. K'dekarmin, like we said, by gvil, is avni l'm'shafyim. We just said gvil is avni, that's not, does not smooth that. And Gozes, Avim Shafian, Vai Tafak Yisrael, the Rosh Karnasa. Just like we said by Gevil and Gozes, maybe that's why that's Kvisim also. Omalevo Tamech, Gevil, Avim Shafian, Nolan. How you know Gevil itself is rough edges? Maybe Gevil is also a half a Gozes with cement in the middle. Ela Gemara Gemirla. You have a Kabbalah like that. Hachinami Gemara Gemirla. Here also, if we had a Kabbalah, this is the way it is. Hakaponim. So right now, this is how we understand that gvil and gauze is the same material. The difference in gvil and gauze is just the gvil is a rough edges. That's why it's bigger. Now kfisim and levenim are the same material. Just kfisim is a half a levena set side by side with cement in the middle, and that's why it's a tefach bigger.